Hello everyone and welcome back to another Pony and Wolf Productions video. My name is Visual Pony and today we are reading the story Cookie Thieves by Galaxy Knight. Fairly certain we had said author on this channel before. So let's see what this is all about. As always, I have not previewed this story before, so I will actually discover it alongside you as per usual. And as always, I will remind you that if this big red button under this video is still red, that means you have not subscribed yet. And I would really ask you to do so because I know it's annoying that I say this every single time, but it helps us in the YouTube algorithm, and yeah, it actually really, really does. With that, I will leave you here, say sincerely yours Visual Pony, and get right into the meat of this story. What are you two doing?
This way, Twily,
Shining urged. He led his sister through the hall and into the kitchen. He looked back to see his sister quietly following. Twilight didn't usually speak. She was as quiet as night. So that gave Shining an advantage. Shining stopped at the curb and checked left and right to make sure no pony was there.
All clear, he thought.
He signaled to Twilight and they both went in the kitchen. The unicorns crept silently to the cupboards. They stopped once they were near the table below. Shining turned to his sister.
I hope this works,
outwardly he said.
Alright, Twily. Now all you have to do is climb on me and try to reach for that cupboard on the right. Inside them is what we need to get to complete our mission. You got that?
Twilight nodded.
Okay,
she said with her usual quiet voice. Shining then turned to face a white wall before him.
Your cue, sis,
he said. Moving smoothly, Twilight climbed on his back and went up to his shoulders. Then she reached up with her little hoofs as far as she could go. It took her a moment, but eventually she hooked her hoofs around the handles. She pulled them open. Just like Shining thought, inside was their goal.
Cookies! Quick, get it!
Shining whispered impatiently. Twilight reached inside and carefully picked up the cookie jar and brought it to her.
Got it!
Shining grinned victoriously.
Mission success!
He shifted and let Twilight move off of him. As soon as she stood on the ground, Shining turned around.
Cookie time, he said.
Twilight smiled back. Shining soundlessly removed the lid and took out a chocolate chip cookie.
We make a great team, don't we, Twily?
They did cheers with their cookies and took a bite.
Delicious!
Shining mumbled around the cookie. Twilight nodded but didn't say anything as her cheeks were stuffed. She looked so cute. For a while, the siblings just gobbled up more cookies until they paused at a sound. Shining and Twilight went still. Their eyes were wide. From a distance, two familiar voices spoke.
Where are those rascals?
Velvet's voice rang out sternly.
I think they're here,
Nightlight responded. There was a pause. Shining began to panic. He turned to his wide-eyed sister.
Twily,
he whispered urgently.
We need to hide, I think that...
Aha!
Velvet said victoriously. Shining's heart felt like it had jumped to his throat. He turned around to find his parents staring at him in twilight. Velvet tapped a hoof on the ground.
Now what have you two been up to?
She demanded. Shining exchanged a glance with Twilight. He then swallowed nervously but didn't speak. Velvet gazed suspiciously at them before moving her gaze to the floor. Her eyes widened slightly when she spotted the cookie jar.
Cookies! Nightlight, tell these two that they are grounded from eating cookies for 3 weeks!
She said. Nightlight eyed his children.
Shining, Twilight, you shouldn't,
He paused when Shining lifted up his sister and brought her to Nightlight. Twilight then gave him her saddest, cutest, puppy-eyed face. Nightlight's eyes went wide as he started to sweat nervously.
Oh no, he muttered.
Beside him, Velvet gave her husband a deadpan face before smacking her face with a hoof.
Really, Nightlight?
Nightlight shook his head.
come on, I can't say no to that face,
he protested. Velvet rolled her eyes before shooting Shining a stern look that stunned him.
Shining, you know I'll only extend your grounding period for this.
Shining's heart dropped as he lowered Twilight.
Oh, come on, please, Mom, don't do that,
he begged. Velvet then turned her hardened look to her husband. Poor Nightlight began to sweat again.
What?
He asked. Velvet shook her head at him.
You're very helpful, she stated flatly.
Nightlight scratched the back of his head. Velvet finally turned to Twilight. Twilight stared back innocently.
You've got a weapon, Twilight, she admitted.
And then Velvet snatched the cookie jar from her.
But it doesn't work on me.
Shining and Twilight hung their heads.
Sorry, ma'am,
they said in unison. Velvet regarded them. She thought for a minute.
Fine, she said. But as punishment, you will clean up the mess in the living room. Got that?
Her kids nodded. As Shining and Twilight moved, Shining noticed the aura on Twilight's horn. He glanced to the side to see a cookie floating just by her legs.
Twilight?
She froze when she heard Velvet.
What is that? May I see it?
Twilight backed off towards the exit with a sheepish smile. Velvet narrowed her eyes.
Oh no, you don't!
She dove towards Twilight. Twilight's eyes went wide and then, with a brilliant flash of a horn, she was gone. And so was the cookie she stole. Velvet scoffed.
Right! Where did she go?
She turned her head all around. Nightlight smirked.
Look at that, hun! Our daughter knows so much magic! Aren't you just proud of her?
He said with a dramatic flourish. Velvet shot him a scowl.
Yes, I am, but sometimes she uses her magic as an advantage, which gets on my nerves sometimes.
Nightlight rolled his eyes.
Well, it's her magic, he stated matter-of-factly.
To which he earned another scowl from his wife.
That's wonderfully helpful,
she snapped. Nightlight grinned. Velvet huffed and stepped towards Shining.
Come on, Shining.
Then she grinned.
Let's catch your sister.
Shining eyed Velvet.
Mom, didn't she take a cookie with her?
Velvet nodded.
But that's not fair. How come she gets an extra?
He froze at his mom's resulting glare.
Shining, as a big sibling, are you supposed to set a good example or complain about her getting an extra cookie? Whose idea was it to steal cookies?
Shining stared. He thought for a minute but couldn't come up with anything to rally that. Of course he couldn't. His mom knew him too well.
But it's still not fair,
he added stubbornly in his head. Then they headed out to go and find the little cookie thief. Hello and welcome back to Comment Tom on the Visual Pony. Well, I remind you that you can support Pony and Wolf Productions through the links down in the description below. Every dollar helps is needed and very much appreciated, and it helps to keep the lights on around here to, you know, electricity and all that. Bills. Because without electricity, I cannot run the computer, I cannot run the microphone, and I cannot record stories. Anyhow, let's get into the meat of the story, because I'm not the Micro Machines man and I don't want to advertise for Micro Machines, even though if they pay me, hey, I would totally be up for that. I need money. Anyhow, what the hell?
It's, admittingly, it's cute. So, Shining, you know, being like, hey, why does she get an extra cookie and I don't? For a moment there, I was like, really, Shining? Seriously, dude? Back off. You're not doing yourself any favors right now. I know how it is with angry moms.
So, he's actually pretty lucky when, you know, I consider my childhood, because in my personal childhood, if my mom had caught me stealing cookies, she would have put me through the ringer. Punching bag, first round knockout, you know? Because we had this cupboard where all the sweets and snacks and all that were in, and we kids were not allowed to open it. And when my mom caught us doing that, it was slapping time.
Yeah,
I got slapped more than once for that. Hard.
Anyhow, Sincilius Visual Pony, and I hope, as always, that this story finds you well in body and mind.